sorry, you need to call me back. You hit my car yesterday. Call me back. It's Mike, 619-88.
This is Mike.
Hey, Mike, this is Roy. I called and left. I left a note on your car.
Oh, yeah. How's it going, Roy?
Oh, not too bad.
Oh, good, good, good. Yeah, I was hoping you were still in the San Diego area here. I saw your number was in Washington.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I moved here last year. I moved here last year. I just kept the same phone number.
Okay, cool. There's a guy right down the way from us in the suite where I work at, where you ding my car at.
Uh-huh.
And he does like little dent and paint chip removals. So if you can take care of that, that'd be fine. I mean, I'm sure it's not anything extravagant, but versus going through the insurance thing makes better sense, right?
Well, there's no paint really. I mean, it was on the interior, like right around where the glove box is.
For what?
Yeah, I was inside your car when I dinged it. It's like a little indentation thing right next to where the glove box is.
Why were you inside the car?
I was looking for loose change and stuff. I'm homeless.
What?
I was looking for loose change and stuff inside the car, and I was like crawling around, and I just kind of slipped, and my
You're fucking with me. You're fucking with me right now.
No, of course not. I just, I felt bad about it, so I left the note. There's nothing on, I didn't do anything to the outside. Is there a problem on the outside of the car?
Yeah, I saw a small paint scratch.
Oh, no,
I thought that's what you were talking about. You said ding my car.
Well, yeah, I meant ding on the inside, like a little, like right by, are you by the car right now? You could look and see the glove box dent.
Okay, so you're going to tell me you were inside of my, you broke into my car. Yeah. Rummaged around inside of it.
I didn't break anything. I used a Slim Jim.
Dented my glove box. How did you get into the car?
I used a Slim Jim. Yeah, believe it or not.
Pull the fuck out of here.
Those still work, believe it or not. They work just as well as they always have. People think
that... What were you doing in Sorrento Valley?
What?
What are you doing? How can you say that you're homeless? You have a cell phone. Why are you rummaging around in other people's cars?
Okay,
you know,
well,
it's illegal, right?
First of all, pretty much every homeless person I've ever met has a cell phone today. It's not a big expense. I pay like $8 a month for my cell phone. I can make that easily in one day from people's cars. Cell phones aren't expensive, you know? But yeah, there's nice cars around here, and that's why I hang out.
So, okay, you don't plan on fixing the damage you did to my car?
No, of course I do. Yeah, no, I'm saying, like, I can... that's why I left the note. But the damage is, I didn't do anything to the outside of your car, so I shouldn't have to pay for that.
Okay. All right. Well, let me take a look at my car, and I'll give you a call back on your $8 a month cell phone. And I still find this hard to believe. I mean,
you think it's hard to believe that homeless people have cell phones?
I think it's hard to believe that you did this in broad daylight in the middle of a packed parking lot.
Why is that hard to believe? That's the best time to do it, in my opinion.
And then you're sitting here talking to me about it so nonchalantly, like it's something that, it's just never happened in that parking lot before. There's not a lot of homeless people in that area. It's just kind of hard to believe.
I don't look homeless. I'm clean shaven and everything. You know, if I wanted to get caught, I would look homeless, but I don't. So I take care of myself. But that's the
by stealing from other people.
It's just change. Okay. It's not like I'm stealing cars. I'm just stealing change and stuff.
No, stealing is stealing, man.
It's just loose change.
However you want to justify it, it's fine. I will take a look at the damage you did and give you a call back.
I didn't take anything of value. It's just like loose change. It's not even a felony, really.
Well, you didn't do that good of a job because there's like a $40 bag of change in there. That you obviously missed.
I didn't take all of it. If I took all of it, then you'd know I was in there. I'm not stupid.
Oh, man. This is really weird.
Change in cigarette butts. That's all I'm after.
This is really weird, my man.
Okay. Well, you know, I just thought I'd be nice, you know, honest.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's cool of you to leave a note.
I can't believe you're giving an attitude with me just... Because
I mean, dude, if you were in my position, you'd be a little weirded out as well.
Well, maybe it's just change. It's not even, I didn't even take that much change.
Do you remember what car it was?
I did so many cars that day. I really don't know.
I don't believe you. You're fucking with me.
Why would I be fucking with you over something like this? That doesn't make sense.
All right. I guess I'll give you a call back. Thanks for
maybe we should just call it even, because I didn't take all your change, so you can use that change to pay for the tiny little ding I put in there, if you want to have an attitude.
What did you dent?
The back of the heel of my boot when I was crawling in the back seat. I hit the just right under, kind of the under part of the dashboard, the lower part of the dashboard. So there's like this little.
You crawled in from the back window?
No. I was in the front, but then I was crawling into the back to see if there's anything valuable in the back, you know?
And my boot hit
the dashboard, and it just kind of dented it.
Okay. All right, man. Thanks for the call. Back.
Whatever, Mr. Fucking Attitude Problem. Just trying to be nice.
Mr. Fucking Stealer of Shit out of People's Cars? You're going to talk shit to me right now?
At least I have a job.
What do you mean, at least I have a fucking job? You stole from my place of work.
Okay.
What, do you think I just parked there and hung out?
How would I know what you're doing there? It's none of my business what you're doing there.
All right, dude. You take it easy.
All right. Smart ass. Asshole. Dick face. I'm the Stealer of Shit.